So the South African Liquor Brand Owners Association, that's called SELBA. We needed another acronym. It estimates that the four bans that have been imposed on the liquor industry and thereby on you and your ability to buy booze has hit South Africa's GDP by nearly 65 billion rand, or it's had a 1.3% knock on GDP. That is significant. SELBA, welcoming the end of the fourth ban, says businesses need to be allowed to trade without the continual risk of another ban. They're getting very, very, very twitchy about this. Well, the liquor industry has been given a 7.5 billion rand tax postponement. Will it, though, amount to anything significant, I wonder? Charles de Wet is tax executive at ENS Africa. He joins us on the line from the Western Cape this evening. Charles, I mean, 7.5 billion rand in tax postponements is great, but this industry has lost tens of billions more in revenues over that time, surely.
Good evening, Bruce, and yes, that's completely correct. I mean, I think there's been significant loss in the of taxes in the process because of the periods where nobody could trade. And I mean, this is giving something back, but not very much because it's only cash flow. You know, it's not going to impact on prices. I think it's an acknowledgement to the liquor industry to say that yes, we know you've been hit hard by this, and we know that you've got a little bit of cash in the bank after a year long of battling through COVID-19. So you don't have to pay your tax first. You know, look after your people, get your stock sorted, and you can pay us in 3 months' time. So I don't think there's a big flow through the economy, but it will certainly, it's an indication to the sector and help to the sector just for them to stabilize things.
And certainly from a government perspective, it's given up on huge swathes of revenue. Revenue that is desperately needed to fund the additional grants which are necessary and which are going to be made available again, thank goodness. But government's got to get really a hell of a lot smarter, surely, about what it sacrifices when it wants to keep on spending.
What we've seen since the beginning of this fiscal year is the tax collections have actually not been too bad. So, you know, they are quite nicely up on last year. And I think that is now, you know, given the minister and the president the opportunity to decide what to do that. I would guess they slightly above the budget. You know, we've only got 2 months info to look at. So, you know, collections are important, but at the same time, without the economy going, without us creating employment, it's going to be, I mean, very difficult to achieve the estimates that we're putting in the budget in February. So I think that, you know, because there's a little bit of extra cash around, this was a good opportunity to say, well, where are the parts of the economy that need it most? And it certainly it was, looking after people's livelihood and on the ground side. And then, you know, the slight impetus in the liquor industry from a cash flow perspective. And then obviously the last thing was on PAYE as well. They're happy to delay that slightly so that if people do have big liabilities, they can place that ahead of tax for a month or two.
You've been watching the tax system now for, I don't want to age you now, Charles, but I mean, a quarter of a century, perhaps a little longer. The fiscus is massively strained. You know, governments can spend as long as they have income. And, you know, yes, we're having some wonderful boosts from the likes of Anglo-American Platinum and the work that people like Natasha Fillion, the chief executive there, are doing. And that's great. But at some point, you start running out of luck in terms of your revenue line. We need to make a plan on revenue really, really quickly without imposing further taxes on very stressed corporations and people.
That's exactly correct. I mean, you know, we are very highly taxed as a country. I mean, our rates are high, you know, across the board. I mean, the last year we have seen sort of corporate rates across the world pick up just a little bit. But we need that economic growth to do that because that is what drives the numbers. So, you know, so adjustments to maximum marginal rates or, you know, small adjustments to the company rate doesn't generate a significant amount of income. Why? It has a very negative impact on settlement and very negative impact on on the investment that companies are prepared to make. It doesn't generate enough revenue that we can that it is sustainable for the state to keep on spending. So, you know, we need to grow the pie. Until we can do that with economic growth, we are going to stay in a very strained position.
Charles Devet, Tax Executive at ENS Africa.